Ladies and gentlemen, it is time to sit back and take a sip of your tea or tequila, whatever you're feeling today. Let's get talking. Hi guys, today we have a very cool guest. I was friends with him for a long time, ever since I was a little girl. I was best friends with his sister, and here we are today. I'd like to introduce to you Charlie Bulachowski.
Hello.
Do you go by Charlie or Charles?
Well, I think I'm going to legally change it to Charles, but I usually just go by Charlie.
I'll just let you guys know, Charlie is transgender. Do you want to tell them a little bit about how you came out to everyone and just your life experience being transgender?
Well, it's been quite an experience, and it continues because I don't think it ever really stops. I came out as a lesbian first because I knew that there was something different. And then I ended up coming out as gender fluid, and I stuck with that for a while. But when people continued calling me she and her, I didn't like this. I was like, okay, I don't think I'm a gender fluid. Yeah. I was like, I think I'm just going to be a boy. And that really resonated with me for a while. But lately, I've been leaning more towards identifying with non-binary. I feel that I don't really identify with being male since I have gone through so much that a lot of cis men haven't.
What is non-binary? Like, what, if you could explain it?
It can mean different things to different people. To me, it means that I don't really label myself with a gender. Mm-hmm. I'm just, I am here.
Which pronouns do you go by?
He or they.
Okay. I know a lot of people struggle with the they pronoun because they don't really understand it. So could you explain like what that means?
It's an alternative pronoun for somebody who's usually non-binary. And yeah. it's like, that's what they said the other day. You use the term more than you think in your everyday speech.
Yeah.
It's when you start thinking about it as an individual person that your brain somehow tricks you.
Sorry, I just did it in my mind. And yeah, that it's not even hard.
It's so, and I just totally agree. It is something we say so much. But I think it becomes like sort of unnatural to use they instead of him or her in some circumstances.
For sure.
It's definitely like an adjustment.
It takes adjustment. Sometimes it's harder. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it isn't.
When you were first transitioning, was it hard for the people that knew you before to with the pronouns?
Certain people, yeah. Still certain people, yeah. I used to even mess up.
Yeah.
The first like couple years. Like, it's normal. It's just like a learning experience.
So you don't get mad when people do it like accidentally, obviously.
If I can genuinely tell that it was accidental, yeah. I don't care.
I always get so scared that I'm going to misgender someone and then say the wrong word, and then they're just gonna get super mad at me, and I'm like, I'm so sorry.
I mix up pronouns with people who aren't even trans, and like,
how did you choose your name?
Have you ever watched The Perks of Being a Wallflower?
Yeah. Charlie, nice.
Yeah, I really that was like, that's been my favorite movie since I was 10.
That's a banging movie. The second I came in here, I noticed a Never Shout Never shirt.
Hell yeah.
And I'm also a big fan.
I saw him in Seattle for Warped Tour, and I met him, and I'll give it to him. He's done good. He's doing good.
Do you know Never Shout Never?
I do. I used to listen to them when I was like 10. Do you have any questions, Kale?
Like, okay, so here's my thing, right? I am so, like, I think this is just because of, like, I've had no experiences, and maybe some other people are the same. I've had, like, literally zero experiences before this one with any transgender person ever.
Yep.
It's honestly, it's like understanding what being a doctor is like by watching movies. Like, mm-hmm. I only understand like any transgender stuff through like social media, which has made me like very terrified of misstepping, sort of like Evelina saying. So like,
fair.
The questions that I may have, I don't know if they're like, I'm just genuinely curious about things, but my curiosity is also ignorance, which could be seen, you know, negatively. And if not by you, then by maybe other people who are watching. And maybe that's just me like only understanding social media stuff and like not understanding the way 90% of like real transgender people are.
Social media, it's awful. They're spreading hate. They're trying to. And so they show you what is happening with the community. So like the people who freak out and do cause scenes, that's not a big majority of the population of LGBT. Like most of us, we are pretty chilled. We will like answer questions. Me especially, I've met a lot of people who, like you, it's their first time meeting somebody, and I like helping educate people, so I kind of have fun with it.
What are questions that you're tired of hearing?
Yeah, that's a good question. I like that.
That is a good question. Not particularly a question, but when people question me on why I've chosen what I have and what I'm sticking with, I don't like when people question me.
Like they're sort of trying to figure out if you maybe sort of don't believe that you actually know.
And yeah, think
you know, they're trying to dig into it. Yeah,
I'm not going to be receiving any more surgeries after I had my hysterectomy and my top surgery. And most people will say, well, you have to get bottom surgery too to be like completely trans, but there's no such thing.
Mm-hmm.
And some people will object to that. I don't tolerate that. I just will.
I know
away.
There are trans people who don't get any surgery at all, but that doesn't change the fact that they're
exactly trans.
Like it's how they feel and it's who they are, you know. And
some people medically can't. Some people just don't need to.
This maybe isn't something that only a transgender person can answer, but it is massively interesting to me. That comes up a lot, maybe not necessarily so much social media, but news and other things is. Two specific issues of one sports and the other change rooms. You have an opinion on, I mean, I guess in sports specifically, transgender females competing in female like sports.
Okay, so like if I were to compete in a men's baseball league?
My thought is that would be almost like unfair the other way. Physically.
Yeah, I saw a thing on Facebook and people were angry because there was a transgender woman competing in a race like with all the other women and she won, but everyone was saying that was because she used to be a boy. That's why she was faster.
It would seem that as if you were a transgender woman, you would have an advantage. And if you're a transgender man, you would have a disadvantage.
I don't really care about sports too much. So I don't really think about the topic.
Honestly, me neither. It was just interesting
but
to me.
No. I get it. And I get why people get upset. I get both sides. Mm-hmm. I don't really know what side I stand on. I like there is sometimes a physical advantage. Sometimes, because that could be possible. When it comes down to it, you're arguing about gender in a sport.
It's insignificant in the big scope of things? Is what you're saying?
Not really insignificant, but like there are a lot of female athletes who take steroids or have different body enhancements or somebody with a prosthetic leg. If they were to win, do you think people would say, oh?
Well, I think prosthetic legs at this point are just...
Have you not seen the running ones?
No.
They're like a metal band, and you can run. You know, they go.
Okay, so your opinion is that it's not, you know, not the hugest deal because there are other factors that can make it unfair as well, and people don't really address those.
Also, I think the point where he said that women take steroids, some of them take steroids, and that's not fair either.
Like, there's a lot of different factors you have to take, and like the person.
And then you also can't really say that just because who they're choosing to be, who they feel that they are, that they can't compete in sports.
I think it would be interesting to figure out who originally spread that and see why they said that and why they let out that information and if it was against the person in any way. Because usually if it's going to cause a problem, people want to hide it.
So what about the issue of like a change room issue? I think especially because females feel more weird. I don't know any males who would care. I could say that I feel like I'm a woman and then being a, like that is possible and that sucks that it is, but.
Yeah. it's very hard. Usually, I try to just tell people to mind their own business. If you're in the washroom, like, usually people in there are in there and they know why they're in there. You can usually tell when somebody who isn't supposed to be in there is in there. I don't know, the whole men dressing up as women to go into the women's bathrooms. I've read a lot of creepy shit where the women are looking over the stalls and looking in the stalls, and they're like, that's how I know. Like, that is creepy. Like, they're not the ones invading your privacy.
You don't have to look a certain way. You don't need surgeries. You don't need to do all this in order to be a transgender person. It's down to how you feel. And if you were born female and if you don't feel female, then you're
trans. It does get tricky. Yes.
Yes. Right. So then if you try to accuse someone, you say, hey, you're just a guy in a girl's change room. They could just be like, well, who are you to say?
Usually as the individual, you kind of have to think about your own safety in that situation too. And go with the other option. I haven't legally changed anything. So technically, legally, I am still a female. Now, if I were to walk into a female's bathroom, I don't think that would go all too well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, potentially not.
Which is hilarious.
Is that like a weird thing for you to think about? Knowing that you were born?
I don't really think about it unless I have to like use my ID. Or, like, when I go for, like, doctor's appointments, they'll, like, call me by my name, and then they look at me, and they're like, I've been accused of identity fraud. Yeah, they're like, this isn't your license. You made this. Why would I make a fake license, and the only thing that I changed is the sex?
The thing with the washrooms, though, I found when I went to school, all of our washrooms were gender neutral, so all the women and guys, yeah. Like, it was on residence.
I like that.
No, and it wasn't weird. Even the showers were gender neutral. Okay.
It's not the washrooms. Because if you're there to take a poop, you're just having a poop. You're not having a poop with your five buddies.
Yeah.
So I get it. I understand. That is totally fair. Gender neutral washrooms, I'm all for it. Sign me up. But change rooms can get different because you're taking your clothes off, and that's the whole point of being in there.
When I would ever be in a change room my entire life, I go into those single stalls because of my dysphoria. And if anything, like, I don't want to be looking at other people. And I kind of respect that as a person. Like, I still have trouble going in change rooms, and I have top surgery. Even swimming is very interesting for me. I've only done it like 3 times.
It probably takes like a high degree of confidence. How was that the first time that you did that? Did it feel weird?
I knew people were looking at me, and I was cold.
I guess it is a little bit less material.
Yeah.
How was the top surgery? Was that your first surgery you had?
Yeah. I didn't enjoy the recovery part because I had to wear an ace bandage kind of wrap thing around my chest for 6 weeks, and I had to sleep on my back for 6 weeks, and never slept on my back. I don't sleep on my back, so that I was in a lot of, like, awkward pain, but it healed pretty good, and there's not a lot of scarring. I'm pretty happy with how it went.
Nice.
I didn't have any, like, complications, thank God.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I had a surgery back in December. I got a hysterectomy. It is when you get your uterus and or ovaries removed.
Was that painful?
The recovery, I don't remember the surgery, thank God, because probably. But the recovery, yeah. I was in the hospital for 1 day only, thank God, because of the surgery that they did. I only have 4 tiny incisions on my stomach. It felt like I got stabbed about 4 times.
I've never had surgery, so I can't even imagine what that would feel like.
Me neither.
It's fun.
How did your family react when you came out to them? Did you have to come out each time? Like, first as a lesbian and then gender fluid? And then
I've literally been, like, the entire LGBT acronym, which I think I should earn, like, a little badge for, like, a pin or something.
Yeah.
They reacted really well. Most people kind of knew all the time before I did.
I would always tell you looked like Justin Bieber.
Yeah. Yeah. No, and I remember, like, when I'd play with my sister and, like, you guys – I would always be like the imaginary guy character or something.
I'm glad your family reacted well. I know some people's family just go berserk. Like, even like coming out as anything is so stressful and hard for some people because their family might have grown up, you know, conservative or stuff like that, and they'll like get kicked out.
I got really lucky. Most of my family is pretty good. I have a couple family members who still are a little iffy, but no, I'm very lucky with what I have.
The generation above is like very traditional, I've found. And so things that are new, they take a while to get onto it, or perhaps maybe never get onto it.
Yeah.
It's good news for transgender people moving forward, because like this generation, as like we have kids, I think is going to be entirely different.
Yeah.
Because it's not like the people who are around this age that have, you know, problems with anything like that. It's really like the old heads.
I know people who are bi. There's like a huge stigma around the bi people in the like LGBTQ community that a lot of people say they're not real. There's a word for it.
I know what you mean exactly. And a lot of people say the same thing with people who are non-binary. And it's more of like an invalidness.
Like a bi person, they like men and women. Awesome. But if you date just a guy, then everyone's like, well, you're not bi, you're straight because you're dating a guy. I had a friend who's bi, and she told me about how a lot of her girlfriends would get uncomfortable. They would be like, if I ever had a bi roommate, it would be so weird because like I just know that she would be attracted to me, and they weren't even her type, and it would just anger her. I don't know how I got on this rant, but I just heard the word LGBTQ, and that's something that makes me angry. So guys, if you have a bi friend, get over yourself. You're not that hot.
Leave them alone.
Insane, because like I could have a female roommate and it would be fine. She's not gonna think that I'm just trying to bend her over. Like, I don't know.
It has nothing to do with a label. It all comes down to the individual themselves.
Like, have confidence, but just don't be rude about it.
Exactly. That's all. Yeah.
Boom. Mic drop.
I love learning things, and I don't know a single thing about this topic. So I'm like interested in more like, I think every social everything that you do has like is like different like spice on it. I understand everything as like introverted straight white guy, and that's the only way that I understand approaching that social situation.
When you're going out, you're going to a nightclub or something, and they want to see your ID and they see female, how does that usually play out?
I'll wait for them. Sometimes they'll put two and two together in their head and just kind of like let me in. If they question me, I'll just flat out be like, I'm trans. I haven't legally changed it. And if they let me in, they let me in. If they don't, I do not put up a fight. I leave.
That they've done that before, just not let you in?
Yep.
What?
Even when I used to buy cigarettes, I've had people look at my ID and they're like, this isn't you. And they gave my ID back and were like, you're not allowed to come back. And I was like,
what? How do you just leave and be okay with that? Or are you not okay with it?
It's interesting. I'm not okay with it, but at the same time, like, I don't like causing conflict, and I know that me saying something would most likely have ended in some sort of conflict. Would rather bypass that and figure out other ways to get people to rethink and stop it from happening in the future.
Also, you probably don't want to shop at a place where they treat people like that anyway, so.
Yeah.
Bye!
What are your just like interests and stuff like that? What do you like, if you were to tell somebody about yourself normally?
I'm a musician. I play guitar, ukulele, and I sing. I like to make art. I do poetry, and I like video games.
Very artistic.
Okay. Yeah, that is very artistic side. Okay. You have to be an introverted person then. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Nailed it. What do you like to draw?
I'm not really good at drawing people, but I like drawing skeletons and different abstract kind of things.
Every time I see mixed media, I'm like, what even?
What is mixed media? I don't know what that is.
It's just, exactly.
mixed media is when there's like basically just a mess of everything. So there could be paint on it. There could be like me, I like to take pieces of like book and glue it on. So it's like building with art in a sense.
Whoa.
I'm not giving it a good definition.
No. You are.
I don't know if you don't have to answer this one if you don't want to. I don't know if it's like personal. How do you identify with your sexuality then?
I'm pansexual, bisexual. Nah. Usually I will say bi if like I can read people and see like, okay, they might make a big deal if I say pansexual. Yeah. I'm just going to say bi.
They'll make the joke of, oh, so you're attracted to pans. What's your favorite?
Yeah. I'd rather not deal with that, so I'll just stand by. But
I don't know what pansexual is.
Bisexual is defined as being sexually attracted to two genders. So that could be like trans female and female. It could be male and female. It's more specific. It's most commonly seen as men and women. Pansexual is all.
I've heard that pansexual is like you don't fall in love with the person's gender, you fall in love with their personality and who they are.
Yeah.
The gender part does not matter to you at all.
No.
Kale looks so confused.
No, I'm just you know that sound of like that like Microsoft sound where the it's like a fax machine noise where I'm like
trying to
process things. I think it's like that for me because it's literally like me understanding being equally like attracted to like any amount of genders, like anything other than just female. It is like an ant trying to understand my math homework. It's cool to hear about because I have no way to understand what that's like. So
exactly. And not every trans person's the same. I'm only speaking from my perspective. And there are people who will say very different from me. And I won't even agree with some things that they'll say, and they won't agree with some things I say, but
I was going to say that with like any person, like you obviously have differences with anyone. Just the fact that you're both trans doesn't mean that's like, oh, we think the exact same. No, you're still your own human being and have your own thoughts and experiences. See, the only reason I know all this stuff is because I went to a very arts school. So this is literally all they teach. I know there's a whole bunch of things in like the word, like the LGBTQ+. There was more words in it. Do you know what two-spirit means?
That is specifically with First Nations.
Yes.
Yeah. From what I can recall, I'm pretty sure it's similar to being transgender, but you're not really focused on your gender. It's more tied in with spirituality and your higher self.
I see.
LGBTQ2.
Yeah.
Two-spirit plus. I didn't know there was a two. Has there always been a two?
No, it got added in.
Yeah. LGBTQIA.
The I is a...
When you are born with both or both parts of reproductive systems, I believe.
And then asexual means you lack of sexual attraction.
You don't want.
But you can still love people and stuff like that.
I'm reading this and like, is this me?
There's a lot of labels for it. And it's nice to have labels, but at the same time, it's not good to get attached to the labels because that's not who you are when it comes down to it. There's something called demisexual, where you can only have a sexual connection with somebody if you have, like, a connection with that person.
You actually love them.
2020 was the year of the Great Awakening. It was.
Yeah, Kale's learning so many new words today. His head's going to explode pretty soon here.
Yeah, there's a lot of words. And I got them all. Don't worry.
See how fun it is to educate yourself? There's a spectrum for everything.
What?
The trans umbrella, think of it as a term. So trans would be here, and then the umbrella. So that would include like trans male, trans female.
Okay.
But
okay,
No, it's a lot of specific labels. See where it's like, yes, it's nice to know who you are and be able to say that. But at the same time, like, I know and I have been the person who obsessively is trying to figure out like oh shit, and now I'm just like, I've come out how many times to how many people, I'm tired of this, I'm just not gonna
Some people just don't label themselves at all. They're like, I just like who I like.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to be me, do what I would like. Just let me be.
Okay, Charlie, that's all the questions we have for today. Thank you so much for coming on and educating us, especially Kale. It's very kind of you to be so open and helpful to people who generally just want to ask questions but don't know how to ask them or who to ask them to and are afraid. So thank you for that.
Thank you for having me. It was really nice talking with both of you and educating you guys. I don't even think it's really educating. I just like having these conversations with people. It's fun.
Yeah.
I wish it could have been longer. I wish I was more prepared with more questions. It was fun. And
you know what?
Had a good time.
It's cool. Well, you can add me on social media and message me anytime. I'm open to questions.
Plug your social media for anyone who wants to ask you questions and see your art.
My Instagram is the official set CEB, and there's underscores in between them.
That's all for today. I'll see you later, guys. Adios. Thank you.